Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. It's been a difficult week at the NDSA and across North Dakota cattle country as we mourn the death of Jason Schmidt, a Medina, North Dakota cow-calf producer and backgrounder. Jason served as the Stockmen's Association's president from 2010 to 2012 and was a widely respected industry and community leader, known to be a fierce but positive, forward-thinking, articulate advocate for the industry and all of agriculture. Jason was particularly passionate for beef research, education, and promotion initiatives. He successfully led the opposition campaign against a dangerous animal rights-initiated ballot measure and debuted the popular Stockman's Ball charitable fundraiser while at the organization's helm. He was very active in the state legislative process, a familiar and respected spokesman frequently called upon to testify on issues impacting cattle ranching families. And his industry service didn't stop there. He was a director in the Region 7 Vice President for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the chairman of the North Dakota Beef Commission, a Federation of State Beef Councils director, a Cattlemen's Beef Board member, and a recent appointee to the State Board of Agricultural Research and Education. And that's in addition to local service to a host of organizations and community efforts. And although Jason amassed many career accomplishments and a hefty resume, his most important role certainly was that as a husband and a father, and he was most proud of his loving family, including his wife Serena and their children. And our hearts go out to the Schmidt family as they mourn the loss of not only a special industry leader, but a dear friend. Now, in other news, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association notched a legal victory in U.S. District Court last week, affirming protections for cattle ranchers from onerous air emissions reporting requirements. The group, along with a coalition of partners, has engaged in this litigation for years to ensure that producers were not forced to file complex, overreaching reports with the federal government about emissions under the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act and the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act. CERCLA and EPCRA, as they are called, were intended to address the worst industrial and toxic chemicals, not govern family farms and ranches. The decision affirms that producers should not have to file reports for a natural biological process under a law meant for significant chemical contaminants. Unfortunately, these laws have been weaponized over the years by activists seeking to target family farms and ranches. The ruling in this case upholds a reporting exemption issued by EPA back in 2019 that exempted producers from reporting emissions under EPCRA, an exemption also affirmed through the 2018 Farm Bill. Finally, the NDSA is now accepting entries for its 2025 photography contest. Entries must be received by September 1st and uploaded using the online submission form on the association's website. The contest is open to all members, and entries must be rural or livestock-related and taken in North Dakota. Entries will be evaluated in a People's Choice format, first online, with those receiving the top votes moving on to the in-person voting at the annual convention and trade show in Minot. The winners will be announced during the general session, September 26th. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more, call us at 223-2522 or visit ndstockman.org. That's all for Stock Talk. We'll talk again next Thursday.